I entitled the message for you today, A Changeless God for an Ever-Changing World. So I'm going to start with that because I would really like us here at Bethlehem, us as a family, to look at 2017 with a renewed enthusiasm and excitement for what God is doing in and through us as well as around us and for us. And so I thought it important for today to provide a message to you to kind of start it off and get us going so that when you go home, you're going to say, you know, I'm really looking forward to this year rather than, oh no, I wonder what's going to happen. Okay, you got it? All right. Because I really believe your life, your ministry, my life, our ministry is guided by God. And like so many things, we know God's at work. And he's going to use us as his workmanship. But we can never forget that although we have that promise, he works it through us. And so it is important that we're active. It is important that we're working hard and doing things. Not anxious as if all things depend on us, because we know all things depend on God. But nevertheless, responsible and accountable to God for who we are and what we do. And so I think we really ought to recognize the new year as something very important to us. The next slide. Oh, there it is. When did you put that up there? I didn't even see that. You knew it was coming. Okay. We don't really call it a religious celebration. But maybe in some respects we can. Look at what God did. In 6 days he created on all things, and then the seventh day he rested. There must be something about that. By the way, do you know on what day God created the sun, moon, and stars? Some of you do. It was the fourth day. It was the fourth day he created the sun, moon, and stars. And he did that for a reason. You know what the reason was? For times and occasions and seasons. Which, of course, we celebrate. And we realize they're going on. How many days does it take for the earth to rotate around the sun? The answer is 1 year. Right? And so we celebrate a year. And that's a good thing. Because we're supposed to celebrate what God has given to us in creation, and he gave us this. Now, the way in which we celebrate that makes a difference. I mean, we don't go down to Times Square, right, and drink until we fall. I guess you can't even fall over there. You're so tight. You just kind of go along with the crowd, you know. But we are supposed to celebrate it, and I think we're supposed to celebrate it as those who belong to God and who are his children. And I think it's a time for us then to think about the next slide. Renewal. A do-over, a new chance to go another step into our relationship with God who keeps us and directs us and wants us to be his own. And so we can look at 2017, taking this point and saying, you know, God's going to do some new things. What are they going to be? And how are they going to be a better part of who we are personally and as a church? The next slide. And the best way to do that is by understanding change. Looking back while looking forward. Janua, from which we get January, was a Greek god. And he was two-faced. He had a face here and he had a face behind him. So he could look forward while looking back. And that's why the first year is called January. Okay? Now, could you imagine a creature like this? He'd be pretty hard to attack, wouldn't he? You couldn't come up from behind, could you? Well, certainly not. And I think that's important for us to kind of take note of. If we're properly, in the Spirit of God, looking back at 2016 while looking forward to 2017, we're well prepared, as God would want us prepared, for what he wants to do for us. If we do it in the Spirit, as those who know Christ and believe in him. The next slide. And so we're kind of at that door, that portal, moving into 2017 while looking back at 2016. Being very sure of what God has done in the past, knowing what he's going to do in the future. The next slide. And so we look back at 2016, and we saw all of these changes and these things that happened around us. We saw birth and death, troubles and celebration, didn't we? By the way, Glenn Frey there in the bottom right-hand corner, see that? He was, you know, the Eagles, they were my era while I was in high school, and that was a big thing, and you know, I've always been a big fan, and when he died, I began to realize I'm getting older. And I've had to recognize the fact that this is a part of life, and I have to deal with it. Some of the others, you all remember, you may have had important people in your life come and go during 2016, and personally, you digested that. What did that mean for you? Remember Ecclesiastes, there's a time for every season under the sun? And then he talks about, you know, a time to gather and cast stones, a time to celebrate, a time to cry. And then the writer of that says, you know, it's all vanity and emptiness unless we live our life in the joy of God, knowing that all things that happen here on this earth can glorify him with the promise we have in Christ. That's a summary of what the writer of Ecclesiastes says. The next slide. So what will the changes be in 2017? Gas prices are going up. I found that sign online. Isn't that cool? Arm, leg, and your firstborn. By the way, there's going to be changes in Social Security. Isn't that good? You're going to get another $5. They're talking about legalizing pot. See, there's good things and not so good things, but we know changes are going to come, aren't they? All things in God's hand. What are we going to do as God's workmanship? The next slide. We realize pragmatically, don't we, that there will be changes, and some of them will be good. Change is good for a baby, isn't it? The next slide. But we know that some changes will not be so good. And perhaps as we look forward to that, we may even fear some of those things. The next slide. But change definitely is inevitable. It's a rule of thumb that we must always keep in mind to be wise to the changes that are ahead while yet being faithful. The next slide. And the Bible really reverberates this. And this actually is from the book of Isaiah, who says the truth. Listen to me, you who seek the Lord. The next slide. All will vanish like smoke. The earth will give way, and all its inhabitants will pass away. You know, there's truth. There's going to be changes. Things are going to come and things are going to go. The next slide. The good news. In this truth, my salvation will last forever, and my love for you will never fail. Did you catch that? That's how we look at the new year. There will be change, but what God gives us in Christ, that is an eternal truth that we can hold on to. The next slide. I caught this from Henry David Thoreau. What lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lives within us. Do you believe that to be true? What lives within you? Just yourself? Or the gift of the Holy Spirit? Because you are in Christ. And if he does live within you, aren't you a part then of what God is going to do wonderfully and in an awesome way in 2017? Sure. Isn't that something to be excited about, enthusiastic about? What's God going to do in 2017? I don't know, but I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to be a helpful, productive part of it. Accountable and responsible to my Lord. Who knows what it's going to be, but it doesn't really matter. It's just something I know he's going to do. The next slide. We need that anchor to hold fast, don't we? Let me tell you a little story about something that happened to myself when I was with my friends in a tiny little 14-foot boat floating down the Wisconsin River by Brokaw, Wisconsin. Does anybody know where Brokaw is? Remember Wausau Papers, north of Wausau? I don't know if they still do Wausau Papers up there or not, but there was a little bit of a rapids there, and then there was a containment area where they used to bring the logs in, and a great big wall with metal encasing it. We got into this boat. We didn't have a motor. We just had oars. We just, you know, we were in high school, and we didn't have all that stuff. We had the boat. We had the anchor, and we had the oars. That's all we needed, and our fishing rods. There's four of us in this boat. We're floating down the river, and we came to this rapids. And we floated down the rapids, but we got pointed at that wall. And we were really moving along. And I had this feeling, if we hit that wall, this boat's going to split open. We're going to all be in the water. So I threw out the anchor. That's a good thing, isn't it? But an anchor's got to be tied to the boat. Doesn't it? And if it's not, it doesn't do much good. End of story. We survived it. The next slide. Paul put it this way. If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his only son, but gave him up for us all. And see, there's the gospel. God wanted us to face 2017. I mean, it's still here, isn't it? It's coming. And unless the Lord returns during 2017, it was his purpose to grant it to us as a gift and a privilege for us to use. He didn't spare his only son for this purpose. We've been saved from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. We have that wonderful gift of Christ on the cross for a reason. Yes, that we would go to heaven, but also so that we could live in 2017 and be his workmanship and be about the ministry and do the things he wills us to do. Do you agree? All say amen. You see, that's what this is about today. The next slide. So I Googled embrace. Oh, it got kind of messed up. I Googled embrace 2017. That's what I got. Are you looking forward to 2017? Who knows what it might bring? I'm embracing it. And there's one thing about 2017 that I'm really embracing. And it's called, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. You have one of those? Oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. You have one. Mine is this. You know, I walk out the door in the morning, and I don't have my glasses. Oh my goodness, I got to go back into the house, get my glasses. Get my glasses, I walk out. Oh, I forgot my cell phone. Oh, got to be kidding me. I go back, and I get my cell phone. I walk out of the house. Oh, I need my wallet. You got to be kidding me. I go back into I get my wallet and I walk back out. I just gained another 400 steps. That's my exercise. You see, you've got to embrace those things. And, you know, maybe God will give me one more thing. I'll walk out of the house and he'll say, like this morning, you forgot your coat. Oh, my goodness, I got to go back and get one. I got another 60, 75 steps in, see? Embrace that stuff. Who knows what it is that God will give you to embrace? So next slide. But I know for sure it'll look something like this. Bible study. Small group. An opportunity to grow spiritually by being in God's Word. Oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. I have an opportunity to study the Bible with others? You do. There's lots of opportunities here. The next slide. Or like this, an opportunity to serve one another in love. Lots of opportunities to do that with mission work and outreach and things that you can do to make the world a better place in which to live because God lives in and works through you. I mean, just take a look at your handout there, the booklet bulletin, the opportunities we have to feed others, the opportunities we have to help other people find work, profitable work for themselves, an opportunity to know and hear about Christ and Him crucified for them, an opportunity to be a part of a growing youth group, a part of a serving group in the congregation as we look forward, an opportunity to sing and enhance worship with music, or being a reader or in prayer, to serve the entire congregation by being on governance or as part of the spiritual care as an elder. I could go on and on. The next slide. Or it could look like this. Maybe you're thinking about opportunities that you have to worship, and you found so many other things to do in life, and you're thinking, boy, I would really like to be in worship more. The next slide. You know what? We are more than conquerors, aren't we? Through Him who loves us, as our faith grows. It will be a year of faith, won't it? My prayer and my hope and my service to you is that your faith would grow, not die. That your faith would become something you would embrace and look at as a great gift of God to you, not something that you see, you know, it's all up to me. If I don't take care of this, you know, and if I don't do something about everything around me, my faith will die. No, look at it as a gift from God, something that can be nurtured in a good way by habits that you embrace in life. More than conquerors as we look forward to this next year and what God will do in and through us. Now, God go with you and be with you in His love as you enter into this new world. In Jesus' name, amen.